I'm Laura McNamara, and we're here at the Michigan Ag Expo, right outside the mobile greenhouse unit with Roundup Ready 2 Yield. So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
I'm Matt Brightup from Buckley, Michigan. I farm about 400 acres, about 75 beans right now. Used to graze up to 100, but I'm getting back into it, just seeing what technology is out there and what it has to offer.
And speaking of technology, what do you think of the Roundup Ready 2 Yield technology?
Still got to be sold. It's, you know, be tested and proven. It's one of those things that these markets, you know, every little bit counts. It's definitely a great market if you can capitalize on it.
In 2009, they're going to be having a limited release. Are you going to try to get any of that product, or are you going to wait?
Undecided yet. It's going to depend on if any is available. If there's bigger fish to have try it. So, you know, being on the small scale I am, I don't know if there'll be availability or if they're going to be looking for the bigger producers.
Okay, and they're talking about a 7 to 10% yield increase. Do you think that they'll deliver on that?
I'd have to say yes. I mean, otherwise, why would they be boasting it? But like I say, it's got to be proven. If it does, it's going to be the next big thing going through with $15, $16 beans.
What do you think this could do for your farming operation specifically?
Oh, myself, I mean, it'll impact some. But seeing as I'm on the smaller scale, living far north as we do, we're limited with our growing season. So our bean production is not what it is down south. And so it'll impact it to the better, but not as much as a corn trait would for us. You know, we can raise corn easier than beans. So it's hard to say, I guess.
And finally, you kind of touched on that it'll be a revolution of sorts, but what do you think it would do industry-wide?
Well, it's hard to say because we live in such a crazy industry right now. I mean, with the prices the way they're going and, I mean, just everything, it's hard to say. We don't know what's going to happen in a month from now, let alone 2 years or a year. So, I mean, it could be substantial. I mean, you know, 7 to 10% is a huge increase. So, you know, there's a lot of different scenarios that could happen. You know, it could free up acres for other things, or it could mean more acres of beans because it'd be more money. So, you know, there's a lot of different scenarios.
Okay, great. I think that covers everything.
Thank you.
Thanks.